him that set the captives free.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he says in 107 and verse chapter 2 of that chapter, it said, let the redeemed of the Lord say something. Whom he have redeemed. Y'all ain't hearing me. I say, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. He redeemed you and he redeemed me. Because if I hadn't been redeemed, I wouldn't be it up in here on this pulpit. I don't know about you, but he took me from the crack pit and he put me in the pulpit. Ain't nobody do me like the Lord. Ain't God all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't God all
right? Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I've learned and I've discovered to keep God in my heart. Because sometimes, I say sometimes.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845, or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
Lift up my eyes.
Christ Friday morning broadcast over KAYT 88.1 FM. Call your neighbors, relatives, and friends and let them know to tune their radios in for 30 minutes of singing and praising God. Our Saturday morning program is being sponsored by Chef Cup Incorporated of Leesville, Louisiana. Our church, located at 200 Nona Street in the city of Leesville, is pastored by Elder Maurice Johnson, and Sister Judy Johnson is our First Lady. We invite you to join us tomorrow at 9:50 a.m. for Sunday school and then at 11:15 a.m. for our Sunday services. We also invite you to join us on Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. for Bible study, on Friday nights at 7:30 during our evangelistic services, our ministers, missionaries, and deacons expound on God's Word. Come on out and see what God has in store for you. For information or transportation, please call us at 239-3845, or you may write to us at Post Office Box 259 in the city of Leesville, 71496. Once again, our telephone number is 239-3845, and our mailing address is Post Office Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496.
God is. God is. You know, I found out that God will be whatever you need him to be. He'll be a mother for you. He'll be a father for you. Anybody in here lost their parents? When you can't call daddy no more, he'll be a daddy. Hallelujah. I found him even to be food on my table. Clothes on my back. Transportation. The Lord is whatever you need him to be. He's a healer. Somebody say he's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. Woo! My God. God is. Thank you. go with me.
Our centennial, and I just want to talk to you, amen, a little bit about looking back. Amen. It's all right to take a look back. Amen. Will you turn with me to Psalms number 20? You can help me preach as we read, amen, these 9 verses. Amen. A psalm of David, the great musician, amen, singer, warrior, king, amen. Psalms 20. Will you stand on your feet and let's read this together? Amen. Psalms number 20. Read. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Salah. grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saved his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. You may be seated. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Amen. The name of the God of Jacob, the name of the God of Isaac, the name of the God of Abraham, amen, he will defend you. Amen. And send some help from the sanctuary. That's the church, y'all. Amen. From the house of God. Thank God for Sister Clintina Mallon, amen, that wanted to lift up the name of Jesus this morning. And she said, nobody else want to praise him. I'll praise him. I just want to give him my testimony, amen, how the Lord delivered me, how he healed me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so that was very appropriate. Amen. Praise the Lord for her to express her desire to give God praise because she remembered where God brought her from. Amen. When she was paralyzed and couldn't stand up, but she had to have assistance, amen, for somebody to put her in the seat and assistance to get her up. Amen. God, amen, spoke through his little servant, amen, because I don't claim to be a prophet. But that Tuesday night, amen, as we were preparing for Bible study, God spoke to me, amen, and said, speak to the sister and have her to stand up. Now, the enemy, amen, will speak to you and say, now you know that sister can't stand up. Now, why, amen, would you want to embarrass her? Amen, praise the Lord. But she struggled to her feet, amen, and I said, sister, pick up your left foot. My God, amen. And she struggled, amen, to pick it up. And she put it down. I said, pick up your right, Lord, help me here. Pick up your right foot. And she did that, amen, praise the Lord. And I think she did that three times. And on the third time, amen, she gave you the Clintina shout. Hey, glory. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And she's been shouting ever since. Amen, praise the Lord, amen. God does work miracles. Yeah, he worked miracles. He is a miracle-working God. Amen. So there's nothing wrong, amen, to look back. I love to reminisce, and we're going to talk about that just a little bit. David looked back. He remembered when he was a shepherd boy. He remembered some of the things that he went through. If you recall, amen, when he got down to where they were fighting, taking, amen, a loaf of bread and some cheese and whatever mama had sent, amen, to feed his brothers, he saw all of the Israelite army standing around looking strange. And he wanted to know what was going on. And they said, haven't you heard? Look down there in the valley. And he looked, and there was a giant by the name of Goliath in the valley. Amen. And so what? So what? Haven't you heard? Amen. That's the baddest man in this area. And he is asking for somebody to come down there and fight with him. Amen. And as David grew older, y'all know the story. Many of you learned it in kindergarten. Amen. But as David grew older, he looked back on the time when he was just a shepherd boy. Amen. And he looked back at the time, amen, matter of fact, when he went to the king, because the king called him and said, told him to bring him in after they told him there is a young man out there that want to fight the giant. And Saul, he tried to fit him up with his suit. That wouldn't work, amen. And David just was kind of nice to him and said, that's all right, king, I just take my trusted slingshot. And the king was concerned about whether he should allow him to do it. And he said, well, I'll let you know. that one day, amen, a lion showed up when I was watching my daddy's sheep. Amen. And I pulled him apart and I destroyed him. Another day, amen, a bear showed up. He's looking back when he was a little boy, amen, praise the Lord. And he says, and I was able to subdue the bear, praise the Lord. And as David got older, he was able to look back at his accomplishments, amen, in killing the giant, amen. Also, he remembered a time, amen, when the Philistines had captured the Ark of the Covenant. Some of you Bible readers may know about that. Amen. And David sent some men to get it. And, of course, he went along with them. And as they were bringing it back, that Ark of the Covenant had been gone for a while. Amen. And so instead of them carrying it on the staves, as God had told them, they built a wagon. And as they were bringing the Ark of the Covenant back to the city of Jerusalem, amen, the ox stumbled. And when the ox stumbled, the wagon began to shake. And an individual reached out to steady the Ark of the Covenant and fell dead. Amen. Well, that disturbed everybody. And so David said, we're not going to take it, amen, into the city at this point. We're going to leave it in this area, amen, with a man by the name of Obed-Edom. Amen. And so he placed the Ark of the Covenant there. But the Bible say, amen, as long as the Ark of the Covenant was in Obed-Edom's house, the Lord blessed him. As long as you got God in your house, you're blessed. Oh, I thought I got a witness here. I said, as long as you got the Spirit of God, as long as you got God in your home, you are a blessed person. David said, well, amen, if Obed-Edom is being blessed, I need a blessing myself. Let's go get it. Amen. And they went and got the Ark of the Covenant, but this time they did it right. Amen. They put it on the shoulders of four men, and they were bringing it into the city. David reminisced, and he thought about, amen, how the Lord blessed as they was coming into the city. And the presence of God was so great, amen. David and many of the people that was with him began to praise God. Saints, y'all better remember how to praise God. I can't get no help in here today. I say, you better remember how to praise God. When you lose your fervor, when you lose, amen, how to praise God, amen, then you become spiritually dead. David praised the Lord so much that day, amen, his clothes came loose. Amen. And apparently he was close to the palace because his wife was able to see him. And she was so disgusted. My God. Amen. Sometimes, amen, folks want you to look pretty all the time. Huh? Yeah, they don't want you to praise God. But David praised God. And if the king can praise God, you ought to learn how to praise him. Amen. I thank God, amen, for the church of God in Christ. Amen. I say, I thank God for the church of God in Christ. Because the church of God in Christ taught me how to praise God, how to give him glory. When we talk about looking back, amen, we're not talking about looking back into the world. Amen. We talk about looking back, amen, praise the Lord. David looked back and he said, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. Praise the Lord. And somebody looked back and it says, I once was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed. Hello, amen. That's looking back, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and you have, I've declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not. You'll find that in Psalms 71, a psalm that was given to my father to pray for those that are sick. And I picked it up. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know we're creatures of habit and we learn from one another, right? So I read that scripture. So if you don't have a scripture to read to folks that's sick, amen, read the 71st number of Psalms. Amen. Praise the Lord. We must learn, amen, praise the Lord, to reminisce, to look back and see where God has brought us from. Amen. This is our centennial year, and I like to look back, amen, and see what God has done for me and has done for his people. When I look back, amen, I'm not looking back, amen, or thinking about going back to the muddy streets in Leesville. When I look back, amen, I'm not thinking about that old cheap broken up furniture we had in the house. Amen. When I look back, amen, praise the Lord, I'm not thinking about them hot churches that didn't have no air conditioning. When I look back, amen, I'm not thinking about them cheap suits. Lord, help me here. Amen. Evangelist Walls, amen, most of us men had what we call a blue serge suit. And when the sun would hit that thing, it would turn red. It was so cheap. Yes, sir, that's cheap. Amen. You knew that was cheap because there was nothing you could do to keep it from changing colors. Amen. I don't want to go back to them jobs, amen, that paid 50 cents an hour. Amen. And you work 60. Amen. Somebody say you work from kin to cane. Got up before sundown, before sunup. Amen. And worked long before until sun was down. Amen. For 50 cents. I'm talking about, amen, how we used to praise God, how we used to lift him up, how we gave him the glory and didn't worry about what folks said about us. Amen. You praise God and you didn't look around to see who was looking at you when you shouted. Huh? You praise God, amen, even when your hat fell off. Somebody missed that. Because, see, sometimes the women wore the hat to cover up the nappy head. Amen. Praise the Lord. You didn't worry, amen, about it when you shook your head too much and your hair fell off. And I've seen them shout, amen, the wig fall off. They reached out, amen, and one swoop, I got it, and keep on praising God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. But they love God enough to give him all of the praise. See, when you really love God, amen, you don't worry about what folks say. You worry about who's looking at you. When the time comes, when the Spirit moves, you move. I'm almost through. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we can look back and remember how we used to praise God. How the saints used to go forth in the church. Amen. When we didn't have, amen, an organ. When we didn't have a piano. When we didn't have, amen, all these other, the drums. Amen. When we didn't have the keyboard, the cymbals, and all these other instruments, amen, to pump us up. Amen. Sister Mom said you had the rub board. Amen. The tambourine. The cymbals. Amen. Whatever they could find, amen, that would make a noise, they made a joyful noise. Amen. And we went ahead and had church. Can I get a witness in this house? Amen. Praise the Lord. But the devil, amen, praise the Lord. Do y'all know there are some churches that can't have church without all this music? Huh? Amen. The preacher get up and apologize. Well, I don't think the choir will be able to sing this morning. Something happened to the musician. He's sick. He's kind of laid up. And so we'll just go on with the service. The devil is a liar. Amen. Amen. Now, nobody loves music any more than I do. But God delivered me from being so attached to music that I can't sing a Zion song and give God some praise just because I ain't got no organ player. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Brown, don't you ever get to the place where you can't hit a note just because you ain't got somebody to sit you in a key. Hallelujah, amen. God gave me a key. Amen, praise the Lord. I know I got a cracked voice, amen, praise the Lord. And I might sing in all of them at one time, but that's all right. I'm going to give God some praise. Can I get a witness in this house? Amen, praise the Lord. I love
to look back. Let me close this thing up, because there's a lot in that message. Amen. But Brother Paul looked back. Y'all need to read your word. I said, Brother Paul looked back when he stood before King Agrippa. Amen. When you get home, open your Bible and look at Acts 26, chapter 26. Amen. When he stood before the King Agrippa. Hallelujah. And he thought about where God had brought him from. And he said, oh, King Agrippa, I want you to know, amen, that I'm a Jew. Amen. And not only am I a Jew, I'm a Pharisee. Which means, amen, that I worship God in spirit and in truth. It means, amen, that I do everything that is required of me according to the law. I hope y'all got that. He said, but I want you to know, amen, that I was persecuting the saints. And I forced them to blaspheme against God. But one day on my way to a city called Damascus,